Coming to you from the heart of the Texas Hill Country in Fredericksburg, Texas, it's time now for Jonah Mandel with this week's episode of Young and Faithful. Let's join Jonah now.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jonah Mandel. Thanks for joining me on Young and Faithful for episode one. Our title for today is Putting God First, and we'll be talking about how to put God first in our schools. Hey y'all, today for episode one, we have a very special guest. We have a good friend of mine, Adam Curry. He's known as the Pod Father, and if you don't know what that means, it means he helped invent the podcast. And Adam, if you could, real quick, just tell us, what was the kind of idea when y'all created the podcast?
Well, first of all, Jonah, thank you for having me on your inaugural episode. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you.
So the podcast came about actually 23 years ago, if you can believe it. It's been a long, long time. And, you know, I was only saved like less than 3 years ago. So If you had asked me 23 years ago, I would have said, yeah, I invented podcasting. Now I know, all glory to God, man. I was just there. He put an idea into my head. I can tell you, though, briefly, I've just always been a radio guy. When I was 13, a little younger than you, I built my first radio transmitter.
Cool.
And that's how I got into it, you know. And then I actually spent, so you have a good voice. My voice, excuse me, when I sounded like a girl, it was horrible. So I had the transmitter, and then I had a microphone. I was talking, and kids in the neighborhood were listening to me. I heard my voice on tape. I don't know if you remember the first time you ever heard a recording of your own voice.
Yeah, it was probably like three, maybe. Mom recorded me doing something.
But it sounds weird, right? The first time you hear it. And so I was like, oh, Lord, I sound like a girl. So I spent months trying to get my voice down. No, really trying to do that. So I had this whole career of technology and broadcasting. And I grew up in Europe. So I did radio and, you know, was involved in all kinds of different media types. And then later came to the U.S. and worked for MTV. And just, the internet really just fell in my lap. And I knew this was the way that we were going to broadcast in the future. So it wasn't until 2023 that I put it all together. What came out then was the iPod. Have you ever seen an iPod?
Yes, I've seen one before.
They kind of, you know, they were the first devices that you could really put music on before we had smartphones. Mm-hmm. And I saw this and it was for music. I'm like, well, yeah, but it also kind of looks like a tiny transistor radio. And it just all clicked in my head. And I went kind of with my very poor software engineering skills, put something together that would kind of make this whole thing work, where it would automatically download a radio program. We didn't even have the name podcast at the time, but later that came to be Broadcast iPod Podcast. And after that, I was off to the races. And so I've been doing podcasts. I've been involved in that ever since.
Cool. That's a really cool story. So did you like partner with anyone when you were creating, or was it just pretty much you?
No, there were many, many people. Dave Weiner was one guy. He actually developed the protocol RSS, which, you know, all podcasts work on an RSS feed, which not many people know about. It's kind of under the hood. It's almost like you don't really think about the transmitter signal that makes radio work, or television, or even how audio comes through the internet, you know, but that piece of it, that technology piece. And after that, there were just hundreds, maybe even thousands of people who were software developers making this better, people making programs. So I was just the vehicle there that God used to get it all started.
Cool. That's really cool. And real quick, right before we get started, I just want to give you credit for starting this whole thing. You're the one starting this. You're helping me get this going, so I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, man, I've been looking for someone to get going in this. It was, you know, older than 10, but younger than 30. And it's been it's a challenge, because, you know, young people, they really know how to make content. You clearly know how to speak, and you're comfortable with that. But we're all putting it on, Instagram or TikTok or, and it's just, it's useless. You know, you're basically working for a Silicon Valley company and giving them all the goodness of it. And it kind of goes into the ether. And with a podcast, you know, it's something you can own, something you can work on, something you can build with your friends. And I hope you have many of your friends on as guests. And I look forward to seeing how this builds.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun, and reminds me of something. My mom was sharing a message, and she talked about like how like teens want to go like viral on like TikTok and all Instagram, but then she showed that like the definition of viral is actually like virus. So how like it was showing that like all these people that are trying to become famous or post all these cool things, it's kind of like a virus that's like infecting them. And she showed it as a way of, it's like kind of like pulling people away as God.
Yes.
And it's like a disease kind of that like infects them.
Wow.
And I thought that was really cool how she like brought that
Your
together.
Mom is a smart lady, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
there's another thing, you know, you've heard of algorithms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Algorithms that determine what people see.
Uh-huh.
And so the with podcasting, it's like when you put something out, it's going to be in someone's feed. There's no interruption. If someone subscribes to your podcast, they're going to see it. They're going to hear it. With the platforms, then they kind of determine what people see based upon really how can they keep someone longer. Mm-hmm. So they'll throw up other things, and sometimes they'll put something in someone's feed just to make them angry. Because when you get angry, you have an emotional response. I mean, I really call it the devil's playground. So the short word for algorithms is algos. And if you look at the Greek word algos, A-L-G-O-S, it literally means pain and suffering.
Wow.
So take pain and suffering of the algos and the virality that your mom's talking about, you can see why I'm so excited to have you podcasting.
Yeah. Trying to flip the spectrum here. Okay, let's get started. So to start off, the episode's title today is Putting God First. So we're going to be talking about like choosing God first, because I feel like one big thing that I've like seen when I've been through middle school and high school, and not really in elementary school, it started more towards like sixth grade, but it's like people trying to really fit in or trying to build their life at school about trying to be the best one on the sports team or try to be someone that they're not or someone that God has not created them to be. And I feel like that's a big thing that I've seen, is like take people away, because I've tried to invite a lot of people to youth and try to come and like see God's word and stuff. But I feel like a lot of people, like when it comes down to it, are trying to like fit in with their friends. So they'll go do like other things with their friends or go have fun or go try to just do something else to like kind of get out of it and try to build their reputation about things that God doesn't want them to.
Wow. And so how do you deal with that?
I mean, the big way is it takes a lot of, because for me, I've struggled with this a little bit when it comes to golf, because I'm like, God's given me a gift where I'm just naturally good at most things that I do. Like, I played basketball for, like, I've never played actual basketball till last year, and I made the team, and I was a starter for B team. And like, I just, things just come naturally to me. And when it came to golf, I was probably, I wasn't like super good, but I was better than average for most people. And like, for one thing that caught me was pride, and that like wrecked my whole thing. And I feel for a lot of people, like the way that you got to do is you got to humble yourself and be like, without God, without me doing the way that God wants me to do my life, like things aren't going to work out.
Are there other believers in your class, in your school?
Yeah, there's a couple, because actually the majority of our youth group here is actually kids in my grade, freshmen, which is pretty cool, which is nice, because before, like, it was all like eighth graders, so it was like all middle school. And we have a pretty good like middle school based program, but they come a little bit more from like Heritage and like Ambleside from other schools, and less from like our local public school. But now we have a like pretty big audience in the high school, so we're going to start to try to build in faith and like bring other people. And some people that like come to mind quickly is one of my good buddies, Max. Another one is Gage. He's a junior, but he's homeschooled. He's really strong in faith, and he's been growing, and he actually got baptized this Sunday.
Oh, wow.
When we did baptism, so that was really cool. And then another one of mine is James Symington. He's in my grade. Then there's like three girls that come to mind, which is Maddie, Evelyn, and Janie. So all three of them like come to mind, and those people are all pretty strong in the faith. And like when it comes to like doing like faith-based things at youth, they're always there.
Okay, so I just heard about six people you can have as guests on your podcast.
Yeah,
you got to have them on, man.
Oh, I've already told like some of my friends I'm gonna bring them on.
That's super exciting. Mm-hmm. And do you have groups at school, faith groups at school, or is it mainly based around the church?
Back in middle school last year, because I just started school, this is our third week, and so second day of the third week, and like we just started, so far we're just trying to like, I'm honestly trying to see like with my classes, how can I make it work where I can start like a faith-based group. And it's a little bit harder in high school, because back in middle school we had this time where everyone went outside for like 10 minutes before lunch, and that was an amazing time because there's teachers out there. So like me and a couple of my friends, we'd go and actually like pray for the teachers, which was a really big thing. And that was like helping the atmosphere, and I could just like feel a shift in the atmosphere.
You know, it takes a lot to do this, especially in high school. So I commend you for that, because when I was in high school, man, first of all, I was a real loser. I had the wrong hair, the wrong clothes. It's amazing I didn't come to Christ then, because everything was going for me. And it was so hard to fit in, especially when you're a freshman.
Oh, yeah, totally, because you're trying to, like, fit in, and, like, all the, like, upperclassmen tend to look down on you.
Oh, of course they do, yeah.
Yeah, it can be a struggle a little bit trying to, and, like, especially, like, upperclassmen, like, seniors and juniors especially, like trying to invite them to like come join you or talk about Christ and stuff like that. Cause I feel like a lot of time freshmen tend to get like blown off, just cause since you moved, like you were the like top dogs back at the middle school, and yeah, now you're the bottom of the class. And
it's like exactly. Really hard. That's so cool you prayed for the teachers though. Were they there when you prayed over the mm-hmm. teachers?
Yeah. We would like pray with most days it was like two teachers, but there was a couple of days where we would pray for like six teachers at once, which was really fun.
So what kind of advice would you have for the fellow students in your school who are believers and who may be struggling, or maybe you just have some general ideas what they can do to bring faith into the school?
I'd say one for me is I always keep a Bible in my backpack. So like in my school backpack, I have a smaller Bible. So I like to keep that on me, because in like my free time, sometimes I'll just read that, which is, I feel like is a great way, because you're bringing God's word into the schools, which is amazing. Another way is, one thing that I like to do is, especially is before, like when I was younger, I was never really a prayer. I didn't like praying at all, but God's actually like given me like a gift of prayer, which I've noticed in that, like when I like pray in his name and I'm like listening to what he says, I feel like it can kind of like change the atmosphere. So I feel like one thing is just finding those in school that like are maybe hurting or lost, because I remember back in middle school, because I moved here halfway through my seventh grade year, there was a kid that like had broken his leg. His leg was like fractured from something. And I had just gotten out of the car. My mom just dropped me off, and I actually ran up, caught up to him, and I said, "Hey, can I pray for you?" And I feel like that thing, just doing that, like you don't have to share a 5-minute gospel or give them your whole testimony. You just praying for them plants a seed that then God can water, which I feel like is a huge thing. So like just praying for someone, even if it's for like half a minute, it can change the day of people.
What's your day like? Do you start off with any Bible study or prayer in the morning before you go to school?
I mean,
it's for, you know, you're being a pastor's kid, you know, it's like this has got to be different for you than for most.
Yeah, you'd think that way, but I struggle as much as anyone else in my grade. I know there's one kid, I think, maybe I might be wrong about this, but there's one kid that I know probably reads his Bible more than I do, even though I'm a pastor kid. Because I'm a pastor kid, my dad's a pastor, doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I get it all right all the time.
It's probably even tougher for you, I'd say.
Yeah, because it's something to kind of look up to a little bit. Like seeing your dad up on stage preaching, it's something where you're like, I want to be like him someday. And I feel like it's a struggle, but it's also like a spiritual warfare between like you and like the devil and all those types of demons and stuff. And I feel like that can be like a real fight between like you and them. And then like For me, before I go to bed, I always read at least a Psalms and a Proverbs, if not more. So, like, today is the 26th.
You're doing the 26th, so Proverb 26? Yeah, I'll read Proverbs 26 today. Yeah, I do that, too. I like that a lot. Yeah.
And I think I'm on, like, Psalms, like, 41, maybe, or 40. Mm-hmm. So, like, I try to read at least a couple scriptures before going to bed, and I need to work on trying to read or pray in the morning, because I'm not a wake up guy. Like, I'm like in bed and my like alarm goes off at like 6:45 and I'm like,
Lord Jesus, like, let me just go.
Give me like 15 more minutes, you know, just, yeah. And then, yeah. So I'm not a morning person, but I can definitely work on that. So in the morning, I don't really, but like, especially when I walk into school, I kind of just, I want to like, not like think about, oh, I have a test today or like homework. I kind of try to just think about God to like start off my day. And I feel like just thinking about him just kind of like changes how my day is going to start.
Now, you're not only, you're a new Texan, man. You were in Tennessee. How's that change been?
I feel like it was God's plan for that to happen, because I feel like since we've moved here, because back in Nashville was actually where the idea of what we call Divas and Donuts, which is an event we did last year at the middle school, and we're like figuring out dates and stuff to do it at the high school and the middle school for this year. But that actually started there, and I think it was because they had like, ooh, I forgot what the event's called. Oh, I think it's like See You at the Pole or something, where like everyone like meets at the flagpole and like prays that morning before school. I think that's what it was, but whatever it was, we were doing that. And then that actually gave my mom an idea to do like a little like morning like prayer and kind of like a little message before and have some worship. And from there, that's where my mom kind of got the idea for Divas and Donuts. That, and she was like giving a word. And that's why we called it Divas and Donuts, because the word was actually involving a donut, which was, we like, our life is kind of like a donut, and we try to take different things in our life, like a donut hole, and try to put it into that hole to fill the hole in our life. But like, it will eventually fall out. But when we choose God, he makes us like one of the whole donuts that has like jelly in it. And he makes us like full with his like spirit, which is supposed to be like the jelly, but there's no hole in us, because with God, we can be perfect when we get to heaven, and with him, like, we can be healed and saved. So that's where the idea of calling it Divas and Donuts come, and we would have, like, maybe, like, 30 people come. But then when we came here, we started it, and on the first one, we had, like, 160 people. Wow. And then from there on, we were averaging, the next one was, like, 250, and then we were averaging, like, 250 to 300 for the rest of the ones for the year. So I feel like coming here has, like, brought a presence of like the spirits into the schools way more than like what was happening back in Nashville. Not to say anything's bad about Nashville or God wasn't moving there, but I feel like back there, I feel like there's kind of like kids in my school, I feel like more of them knew about Christ than in this school, or at least more of them like went to church regularly. Now there's always kids that are going to not like go with it and are like going to be a rebel and stuff, but and I feel like here there's a spirit that was kind of like holding on to the schools. And I could actually like feel it like every day before school. I used to, like, when I moved here, I didn't like going to school because there was like a spiritual like demon that, or like a bad spirit that I could like sense whenever I went into school. Like the devil had like some hold onto the school, and it kind of scared me and made me like nervous and stuff. And I actually like, so one day my parents asked me like, are you okay? And I'm like, always went, yeah, I'm fine. They're like, no, are you really okay? And I'm like, no.
You can't fool mom and dad, man. They always figure it out.
And I was talking, so I told them, and I'm like, yeah, I've been kind of battling like a spiritual warfare at school that I've been feeling. But once we started doing like Divas and Donuts, I started to feel like every day it was getting better and better. And with us praying, I feel like it started to change the atmosphere, which was really cool. And I feel like the middle school has kind of changed, which was really cool. And I feel like that was something, one reason why God had us come here was to start like a revival in the schools in Fredericksburg, because it's like, it's spreading, and like, there's a revivals in schools like all around the U.S. Like there's a bunch of colleges having a revival, yep. And like, what's it called? The like, oh, I can't remember. I'm blanking. The like college football bowl or whatever. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, when it comes to sports, I'm not your guy.
No. I can't remember. My mind's blanking right now. But the two team, the two colleges that like played each other in like the championship for like who's going to win for the year were both of them that were actually having revivals, which was really cool. And both of them like prayed before the game.
Yeah, I saw
so
that.
So God is starting a revival in this, starting a revival in the school. And I like what Pastor Jimmy says, our pastor. He's always says, revival's not coming, revival's already here. Amen. And I love that. I tried, like, whenever I think about it, I'm like, whenever I, like, ask God, I'm like, can you bring a revival? I'm like, wait, I'm asking the wrong question. The revival's already here. Help me to see the revival that's already here.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel like the reason why God's called us here is to, I mean, my dad's now a pastor, and a lot of people love hearing him preach. And I feel like the main reason why God called us here is not to try to change things up on us or try to move us into a different school and different work area just to like give us a different environment. I feel like he called us here because he wants us to like work as his disciples to like preach the gospel to the schools and to people in the church, which I feel like is really cool.
What advice do you have for your fellow students, peers, or friends who some may be struggling just to get into their faith or have dropped faith or are interested in it? What advice do you have for them?
I'd say the big thing, like if you're interested or you're like kind of struggling, is to find someone that is strong in the faith, because that right there is going to help you the most, is finding someone that's strong in the faith, like your fellow youth pastor that's near, just going to church and then like talking to someone that like works at the church. Because I feel like for most people, that like tends to like help them when they have someone that can like guide them down the right path. So I'd say if you're like maybe struggling, one, see if you have any friends or any students at school that you know, because I know especially for some students, they don't like talking to adults as much. They find it a little uncomfortable. So like if you have a fellow friend or a fellow comrade that like you know and is strong in the faith, I feel like I'd say go to them first, because they can help you and they can like speak to you in a way that like adults might not be able to, because like adults are like older and like
adults are adults.
Yeah,
I get
adults
it.
Are
yeah,
adults.
Yeah,
really.
Adults. Yeah. That's awesome, brother. That's awesome. Well, I really hope you'll bring some of your friends on that you mentioned for the next episode.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I just want to be here to witness it. I don't want to be talking with you every single time. You got to bring some people in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Was there anything else you wanted to finish up with?
Oh, yeah. I was going to actually read our main verse for today of putting God first, which is Matthew 6:33, which says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And I feel like this is a really good verse, because it talks about how if you, like, it tells us to first seek the kingdom of God, and then if you seek him and his righteous things, it says all things shall be added to you. And when it means all things, it means spiritual gifts. He'll give you his anointing, and like your life will change. Your life will be living in a different spectrum than what you thought it would be. And like, it changes your whole life. So I'd say, and I really love this verse, and I might make this one of the main verse of this podcast, is actually Matthew 6:33. And I love it because it's a good reminder that we need to choose God first and choose his righteousness, because if we do, our lives will be forever changed, which I feel like is a really awesome thing.
Amen, brother. Bring it. Bring it on. Perfect.
And then one more topic I want to touch on is, I feel like one that's really important is giving God the glory and doing things at school for God's glory. Because I feel like for me in golf, like I talked about earlier, how like I've struggled with pride and I'm still struggling with that. That's a constant battle. And even I'm definitely getting better, but even once it goes away, then there's going to be something new that pops up, because the devil's...
He's lurking.
Yeah. He's always
he's right around
there.
The corner.
And I feel like one thing that like can help a lot is for people is like learning to give God the glory and like choosing to honor God in what you do over choosing to promote yourself or show that you're better or do it for some stupid reason that's not for God. And I actually have two verses in that. So first I have Colossians 3:17, which says, And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Mm. Which I love that verse because that's just straightforward. Tells you whatever you do, do it to honor him and do it to bring glory to his name. And then I have one more. It's Proverbs 3:5-6 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. And I love this one because in verse 5 it ends with saying, and lean not on your own understanding, which I feel like is a big problem, especially like for me. And I know like other students struggle with this, but like in school or in things, you'll like face a problem and you're like, oh, I can figure this out. I got this. Who needs God? I can do this on my own. And I feel like that is like one of the biggest stumbling blocks ever that can just like knock you down and you'll fall. And it's really hard to get back up. And like for me in golf, like I said, I'm a decent golfer, and for me, a good score would be like a 44. But the second I'd like be prideful and say, oh, I got this. I can do this on my own. I go from shooting a 44, which is really good, to shooting a terrible score, right, which is like a 50-something. So like it completely like would change the outcome of it. And like today, I played around today. I shot a 50, which is – in the realm of golf, you want to shoot lower. So 50 is okay. But I feel like one reason why is because like I had one bad hole and then I let my anger and pride consume me. And I'm like, oh, I got to be better. Why can't I do this? Why am I not doing this? Which I feel like for me especially, and I've seen it for other students, is just a stumbling block that just like kind of knocks them out. And then so that part, and then the next part in verse 6 where it says, and he shall direct your path. I love that because that helps me feel like I don't have to know everything that I'm going to do. I don't have to look 15 years down the road and be like, okay, in 15 years, I want to have a wife, two kids, have a $450,000 house, be working for this company, doing this job, and have all these things. I can rely on God. And when I mean rely on God, I don't mean like, don't worry about anything. Just leave it up to God, because God... one thing about God, and I like what he does, is he doesn't just do everything for you. He's not a genie in the bottle like an Aladdin. He's a friend. He like helps you. And when you go and like you actually communicate with him and talk with him and work with him, then he will make things work for you, which I feel like is a big thing.
Wow, brother. It took me 58 years to even learn a little bit of what you're telling me right here. That's beautiful. I love it. You got a great start. Great start. And it seems like golf is pretty, I never thought about golf that way. Such a psychological game, but is it really? Is it a God game? When you think about it.
Yeah, it really is. Like whenever I saw golf, I'm like, oh, this looks like such a nice, calm game. You're like having a rough day, just go play golf and you'll have an awesome time. But once you like play, and you can ask anyone that plays, it's a psychological game. Like the game is not with your physical swing. It's in your mind and in your brain. If you can win in your mind and in your brain, then you'll actually win on the course, which I feel like is actually a really good life example and a good example in the faith, is that like you got to like, in your mind, you got to choose to like honor God, which is why we entitled this episode of Putting God First. We got to choose to honor God and choose to like put him first, because if we can do that in our mind, then in our life, we'll actually be able to show that.
Amen, brother. Great first episode.
Yeah.
Really, really good. You want to pray us out?
Yeah, sure. Let's end with the prayer. Lord, I just pray, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you that you've given me this opportunity to do this podcast with Mr. Adam. I just pray that you will bless everyone that's listening to this podcast, Lord, that you will help us to live our lives to honor you and to choose to put you first, Lord, over our friends, over popularity, Lord, over trying to be the number one on the sports team, Lord. I just pray that as we go throughout our days, Lord, that you will speak to us and show us how to choose you first, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I look forward to episode number 2.
Yeah.
Make sure you get the Godcaster app so you don't miss a single episode of Jonah Mandel's Young and Faithful. We'll see you next time.